The Bible says to test all things. So yeah, go ahead, the gospel.
So
how do I find eternal life?
So what Jesus says, there are two great commandments, or the great commandment.
Right.
The great commandment is to love God.
Right.
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay. So is that the path to eternal life? Just
that.
Give me the specifics. How do I love God?
How do you love God? Well, you love God by
you gotta love yourself before you love anyone. It's
true. Actually, the Bible never says love yourself.
But it says
the Bible says love your neighbor as you love yourself, which means treat your neighbor fairly. Actually, love of self is idolatry. But yeah, let's get back to the gospel.
Okay.
How does the Bible say we love God?
Okay. How it says that.
You're a preacher. This should just flow out of you.
How we love God is to follow the teachings of Jesus.
Okay.
Because we believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
Okay.
We believe that Jesus is.
All right. So do you think the Episcopal Church follows the teachings of Jesus? Or a bunch of man-made traditions?
I believe that we follow Jesus. However, there are some traditions that help bring some meaning to.
Did Jesus give us those, or did man? Like Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday. Those were all invented by the Roman Catholics, which would have murdered you if you didn't go along with them in the Dark Ages. And you guys, the evangelicals, have all kept practicing them. Where in the Bible does it instruct us to keep Christmas, Easter, or Good Friday? Which are all lies, by the way. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. He didn't rise on Sunday. Did you know that? We'll get back to that if we get a chance. So the gospel.
How do you know?
The gospel. God's word, I know. I believe God's word. So the gospel. Can I share you what is the biblical path? Because you kind of didn't get there. Let me give you the biblical path to eternal life. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have to put our faith in his death, burial, and resurrection, right?
That is correct.
And then the Bible says, you never mentioned it, repent. Those are Jesus' first ministry words.
Yes.
Repent means come out of the culture, your flesh, and all false ways. So by faith and repentance, come out of the culture, all false church ways, false pagan holidays, we'll get back to those. And Acts 5 says, when God sees a willing vessel, he'll give the Holy Spirit to those who just believe in him.
But who repent.
Or obey him. It says he gives it to who obey him.
Yes.
And so when you have the Holy Spirit, you're born from above. Let me finish the gospel. And here, I want to give you a card. It's right on here. And then the fruit that you're born again is not Trinity Sunday attendance, Baptist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic. The truth is that in holiness and obedience, the Holy Spirit and the truth of God, that's the Spirit of truth, oozes out of your life, if I can say that, in all your ways, and you're testing everything, and you're walking in your way, in his ways, and you live in holiness and obedience. And Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, which means to be set apart, no one will see God. And the last part of the gospel, you have to endure in all that. I don't think you're Calvinistic thinking that. Are you Calvinistic? Do you think you have to endure in the faith, or can you turn away and lose it?
You can turn away.
Okay, so you got that right. Like the Catholics, we actually agree with the Catholics on that. That's about the only thing they have right. And so that's the gospel. But the problem with the Episcopalian faith is, Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain, teaching man-made traditions. You're teaching a bunch of man-made traditions. That collar, where's that in Scripture? White collar.
It is not.
Why does that, in love, I love you, you're my neighbor, but why does that collar single you out when nowhere in the Bible is a man of God to be singled out for reverence? Are you called a reverend?
That is one of the terms that is used.
Really? Who alone is revered in Psalm?
That is God.
Why are you being revered as reverend?
I am not being revered.
Why do you have a name revered? It's a tradition of man. And you know what Jesus has said? This is a warning to you. There's a millstone waiting for you as you deceive people in his false religion. And he said it would be better that you get a millstone and throw it in the ocean than what's coming for you if you deceive his children, which are any people that may believe in him. So I preach the biblical gospel. You got to come out of this. Christmas, Easter. Christmas is ordained by Roman Catholics, which is a satanic religion. He wasn't even born on December 25th.
No,
he never told us to celebrate his birthday. Paul, Peter, John never celebrated his birthday. Let's go to Good Friday. You practice Good Friday, Easter, Sunday, resurrection.
That is correct.
How many days did Jesus say he'd be in the grave?
Three days.
And how many nights?
Did not say nights.
He did. He said, I'll be in the grave. 3 days and three nights, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Can you tell me how you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
In the Jewish tradition, the days do not start.
You're talking about reckoning. That'll help you with 3 days, maybe. How do you get two nights? Friday night, Saturday night, where's Sunday night?
It doesn't have that.
It's not there. See, it's a man-made tradition that the Roman Catholics passed down. He died on Wednesday before the High Sabbath. He rose on Saturday. Had they taught you in seminary why he rose on Saturday?
Why he rose on Saturday?
Because I know you guys all teach Sunday's the Lord's Day. That's another lie. Why do you think he rose on Saturday?
Because that is the Jewish...
He's the Sabbath rest. Yes. And he always was the Sabbath rest. And he is the Sabbath rest. So you're teaching lies, and it's going to cost you your soul unless you repent of that. You have to lose the whole Episcopal way and come out of it and lose that collar and lose that false gospel, lose the pagan holidays. Here's another one. Any gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, you don't call your people out of the world. They're still in sports, politics, entertainment, Netflix, cultural fashion. Did you know God dressed us by killing animals and shedding blood in Genesis 3, and it never changed? Did you know women are supposed to cover their heads? Your Episcopalian forefathers would come and rebuke you because all the women used to cover their heads. What happened to you guys? You're feminized. You allow women to come in now and just show themselves off. The Bible doesn't teach that. 1 Corinthians 11, it says a woman should cover her head. So how do you give an answer for all these false traditions,
so
yet you claim...
Women? Is that what you're saying?
How God gives the order for women. God gives the order for women, God's word. How do you answer for all these lies and you say you're following the spirit of truth?
How's your wife feel about
that? I believe that God, when we love God, we need to love our neighbor.
And how do we love them? Telling them the truth or deceiving them like you in false religion? You're deceiving people.
I do not believe that I'm.
You are, because I just taught you. Okay. You're teaching a bunch of lies that you can't answer for.
I have a question for you. Where does the scripture come from? Where does it come from?
Where does the scripture come from? It's God breathed by the Holy Spirit.
But it comes out of our tradition. Yes,
God's word is breathed through the prophets, through the disciples, through Jesus, and in Deuteronomy and Revelation it says, "Don't add or take away." You're in grave danger. You're going to get the plagues added, or you're going to get your name taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life, if it's ever been there, because you mess with God's word. You're adding traditions, and you're taking away traditions.
Well, when
you need to repent. You're a false teacher. Satan, do you know who your father is? I'm going to tell you the truth. Anybody that follows man-made religion, Jesus is not a liar. I'll believe him before I believe you or myself. In John 8, he said, if you can't hear my words, the truth of God, Satan's your father. That makes you a child of God, of the devil, not a child of God. So Episcopalians, by their fruit, are children of the devil because they don't hear God's word and obey it. You need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. I think what I'm going to do, because I love you, I'm going to put a testing of your church up on our website. And when people search the internet, this video and audio will be up there.
Okay.
And we're going to expose your church so that people, any sheep, can come out. If you got a bunch of goats in there that like this swill, they're yours. They're yours.
There you go.
Okay. No, we don't need that. No, thank you. No, thank you. And you asked what my wife thinks about that.
You're pretty proud of yourself. You're preaching your word.
You asked what my wife thinks about that. She actually found...
About being suppressed is what I asked.
She actually found head coverings in the Bible before I did and said, I need to be covering my head.
Good for her.
She loves to obey God. So why would you ask how my wife feels about it?
Being suppressed is what I asked.
Suppressive? So God's word teaching women to cover their heads and be silent like my wife is? These ladies are being silent.
Does she have no voice?
My wife has been sharing the gospel all day. My wife teaches ladies how to be godly ladies. But the Bible says when the word's going out, women are to be silent. Have you ever read the Bible? 1 Corinthians 14 says, let the women be silent.
What about women?
1 Timothy 2, and now the women, now he's giving way for the women to start peeking up. Is it women are to be quiet when men rule, or are you guys just anybody? Eve. Did Eve lead the world into sin?
No, Eve did not.
She wasn't the first one to listen to Satan and then offer it to her husband?
She was. So in that story, in that creation story, because there are two creation stories too, in that creation story, it is that Satan, the serpent, tempted Eve, and Eve took that.
So she sinned. So yes. Eve was the first human to go into sin. And then she turned and handed it to her husband. He was guilty, but she offered it to him. Eve went out from under her husband to listen to a false teacher, Satan, and then deceived her husband. Eve was deceived, and her husband also took it. That's what you're doing. You're allowing feminism. You're allowing God's word to be twisted. And you're actually, in love, you're a worker of Satan.
And you're disrupting a festival.
Actually, I'm standing on a public sidewalk and he can walk away anytime he wants.
He can't.
Sure he can. He can walk away. And if he walks away, I'll leave him alone. In fact, I'm almost done. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:20 to rebuke those that are publicly in sin. This man is in sin, and all of you that support him in the Episcopal Church are in sin. You need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. We love you. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. The Episcopalian preacher cannot give an answer in God's word. Once again, we prove it. We hope he repents, can't even wish or can't even say Godspeed to false teachers.